morning, everyone, and welcome to The Art of Peace, a podcast bringing peace to your neighborhood through the airwaves, powered by the International Peace Youth Group. Here at The Art of Peace, we aim to create a platform where we can have discussions with people from different backgrounds and organizations to help foster mutual understanding and promote activities that are building sustainable peace in our communities. Welcome back, everyone, this morning to another episode of The Art of Peace. My name is Matt, and I'm your host here on the show. This week on The Art of Peace, we will be catching up with a couple of volunteers from IPYG who will be talking to us about some of the events and workshops that they have been lucky enough to attend to. Staying in tune with our topic for the last couple of weeks, the focus of these workshops was on mental health, and it was about giving strategies in relation to dealing with mental health as well as looking for practical ways in which people can engage with and help themselves and other people who might be struggling around them with mental health, as well as we were lucky enough to have one of our volunteers, or a few of our volunteers rather, attend the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission's launch event that they had recently. And so we have one of those volunteers on the show with us today. I was lucky enough to catch up with them on the phone, and they will be sharing with us their experiences today. But first we will hear from Kate, who is one of our IPYG volunteers, and she attended one of IPYG's mental health workshops in the last month or so. And we caught up with her to hear how it went for her and what she thought of it. So without further ado, let's have a listen.
Hey, Kate, thank you so much for joining us today. How's it going?
Hey, Matt, it's going really well. Thank you. How are you going?
Oh, you know, not too bad. Thanks so much for joining us today and, giving us the time to answer these questions about, you know, the mental health workshop that you attended recently with IPYG.
Yes. So, it's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. So, to start with, I want to ask, why is mental health an important topic for you and also to IPYG?
I think for me, it's actually something that I realized I wasn't very, I didn't know a great deal about actually, just how prevalent mental health issues were in New Zealand. And it's something that as I came to realize, perhaps how little I knew, I really wanted to educate myself a bit more on that, and I didn't want it to be something that I waited for, say, myself to be in a really bad place or someone really close to me and then I take action, because I think sometimes that can often happen. We're quite unaware of things happening outside of our own bubbles and, until it really affects you. And I wanted to, I guess, for myself, learn more about these things so that I can actually start helping and making change now, not wait for something to happen. And I think for IPYG, why it's important, well, like I said, because this is so prevalent, not only in New Zealand, but we really want to hear from the youth, from those who are really experiencing mental health issues. Of course, it's not just youth, but it is very, very much an issue amongst that population. And I think for IPYG, it's about not just sitting on the sidelines and discussing what's going wrong or what could be going better, but rather trying to really implement practical change. And so for me, that really, really appeals to me as well. So I can get behind IPYG's work and volunteering, because so we can actually make and see a difference in the world around us.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. So you attended a mental health workshop that IPYG was running recently. What kind of knowledge did you learn at the event, at the workshop?
The recent one, actually, it was really encouraging and very uplifting, because I realized like just how many passionate people there were, like whether they're representing a group or an organization or individuals, but they all had their own whether it was their own experience or background or, you know, their own, they all had their own reason for being interested in this this area, but they're all very passionate. And I think what I really took away actually from that workshop was just how keen everybody is to work together to actually make a difference in moving forward, rather than sort of trying to all do our own thing, but whilst trying to reach the same point, if that makes sense. I think I could really see just how passionate and dedicated people were to this area through that workshop, and whether on like a small scale or large scale, everyone's you can see they're really determined to make change, no matter how small it might start off as, but so long as we're all heading towards that same goal.
That's really cool. I think it's really important to have passion on the subject. If you're, you know, if you're working on it or if you're interested in it, I think that this isn't a topic that you can sort of half-heartedly, you know, learn about or half-heartedly focus on. You know, it's something that is really, you know, you said it earlier, you know, it's really prevalent amongst young people in New Zealand, you know, and we see that through the statistics. You know, every time, you know, and we hear about it on the news all the time about, you know, the struggles with the youth and what they're going through. And like you said, it's not just a youth thing, though. You know, everybody struggles with mental health, you know. And nowadays it's starting to become more and more acceptable to talk about it. And that's something that I think is really cool. But I think that's also why these workshops are also so, you know, important, because like you said, it was really encouraging for you to have all these passionate people around. I think that's the same thing for a lot of people. What do you think on that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because I think when I first started, looking into how I could learn more about New Zealand's mental health situation, I think I actually became quite disheartened, to start with, because I felt quite small in the big picture of things, and I realised like how little I knew in terms of what resources and help were out there and things like that. But to see so many people coming together, I think really that is the way to do it. So we can all work as a team and help each other out with different expertise and backgrounds. And I think that's definitely from that workshop, that seems to be the way forward.
That's awesome. Lastly, I just wanted to ask you, what are some things that you want to apply to yourself, but also to your work, both the work that you actually do, but also the volunteer work as well with IPYG. What are some things that you would like to apply that you learned from the workshop?
I think I may have sort of touched on it, but not losing sight, like, because it's such a, I guess, a big issue to try and tackle and understand. I think for myself, I need to obviously be aware of this, but also not lose sight of all the small steps along the way, because they hold a lot of weight and importance. Like whether we're holding a workshop or we're collaborating with another organisation or group somewhere and helping them out with their efforts, like it all adds up. And I think sometimes if you're not careful, it can feel like you're all just, you know, you're not really getting anywhere because the issue is so so large. But I think so long as you really understand why you're doing the work, why it's important to you, and you really do believe that each step you take whether as an individual or with others along the way, it all helps and adds up. And I think that's helped me anyway to not think I'm just, you know, back at square one or things like that, but that you can really continue to take steps, even though, because I think something to be mindful of course, is when you're hearing about people's experiences or you're learning about just the real state of it all, it can be quite raw and a little bit hard to digest sometimes, but not let that override the work that we're actually doing, if that makes sense. Yeah,
it's definitely, I mean, mental health is such a huge thing, and it can be really overwhelming when you think about it. You know, I work with a lot of people that have a lot of really high anxiety and you know, wrestle with mental health on the day to day. And when you're trying to do it all on your own, or like when you're just there trying to take everything in for yourself, it's really hard. And so that's why I think, you know, what you're saying is really, really valid and really true. It's really important to make sure that you aren't getting overwhelmed by the issue, because like you said, a lot of these issues are very raw. So it's important that we are taking that to look after ourselves as well.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today to sort of unpack these sort of hearty issues that New Zealand faces of mental health. And thank you so much for your time. And I hope you have a great rest of the day. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Matt.
As with many things when it comes to mental health, it's sometimes really hard to talk about it, right? And that's something that I think people today are getting a lot better at doing. They're getting a lot better at doing the talking about it, and not just the talking about it, but actually looking out for people and trying to help them as well. So that was our lovely volunteer, Kate. Next up, we're going to hear from our other volunteer who attended the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission's event, and we will hear her experiences from that event as well as her experiences attending the IPYG workshop as well. So here we have our lovely volunteer, Charlotte, with her experiences from attending these events.
Good morning, Charlotte. Thank you so much for joining us today. How's it going?
Hello, Matt. I'm doing well, thank you. How about you?
Oh, yeah, can't complain. Thank you for taking the time to join us today on the show and to answer some questions around mental health and, yeah, to share some of your insight and experiences over the last few months with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So firstly, I want to ask, why is mental health an important topic to you and also to IPYG?
I think for me, it's just that it's something that affects such a larger portion of our society or so many individuals, you know, that it's something that we're facing day to day in our lives, and particularly for young people in Aotearoa as well as elsewhere. It's been something that is really important and has become much more prominent in the last few years. So I think it's something really important for us to be able to talk about and understand and share with each other so that we can help one another to be in a good space in our own mental health. Because if we're able to do that, we can do many things. But when you're in a bad space, even the simple things can become challenging. So, yeah, I think it's also something that's kind of invisible in many ways. You know, like there's some ways in which it can be very visible, but a lot of the time this stuff kind of goes unseen. And when people don't have a way to talk about it, or it's being kind of stigmatized or a bit taboo, I think that's when it can be quite dangerous or damaging. So, yeah, I just think it's something really important for us to bring into the light more and more.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome. I think that's a really good point that you're saying about how it is often stigmatized, and that's something that while it is changing, it's still not where it necessarily could be, and that's something that I think is definitely very prevalent amongst not just the young people, but actually the older generations as well, particularly amongst them, actually, because for them, you don't talk about that sort of stuff, or you didn't talk about that stuff back in the day. Whereas there is becoming a much more bigger shift towards the openness of it and the talking about it, which is really cool to see. But yeah, we're still not quite there yet. So I think that's a really good point.
Yeah, I think you're so right, and I think that's such a key thing to recognize as well, that it's not anyone's fault, or it's not to point the blame at anyone for that stigmatization, but just the fact that it hasn't been spoken about, or people haven't known what to do about it, and it's just those things that have been passed down from generation to generation. But I think it's really exciting and positive that we're getting into a space where we're able to talk about it more openly, even though there's much more work to be done, as you noted.
Definitely, that's really encouraging. Recently, you were lucky enough to attend the Mental Health Commission's opening event. How was that, and what was that all about?
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah, it was a real pleasure to be able to attend there and be invited. And yes, attending the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission launch was really a wonderful event, and it was a real pleasure to be invited. And for those who are listening who might not know about the commission, it's quite recently been established, and it was one of the recommendations in the government report, Kia Ara Oranga, which was the government's inquiry into mental health and addiction. And one of the recommendations was that a commission into mental health and wellbeing would be set up. So I just think it's really amazing, first off, to have that established, and the people that are working on that commission are so deeply committed to the work, and that's been really just inspiring to see, I think. But yeah, I think one of the things that stood out for me from attending that opening was everyone has a story, or everyone knows someone that has a story. I think as people were sharing and the speakers were presenting at the launch, much of what they were sharing was really quite personal and from the heart, because it was their own experiences with accessing mental health services, or their own experiences of struggling with mental health, or those of close family or loved ones. So yeah, it really made me see that everyone has a story, and it's also really heavy to carry the stories, but we need to kind of help one another and share the load and be able to bring them into the light, so that no one feels like they're burdened by that. So yeah, it was a really great event.
That's awesome. I wish I had been able to attend that from the sounds of it. It sounds like it was really eye-opening in a lot of ways, and I think that's really spot on when you say that we all know someone who has wrestled with some sort of mental health struggle, and it could very well be ourselves as well. You know, a lot of people, wrestle with it, and it's not necessarily the easiest thing to see. Like you said, it's very easy to put on a smile and pretend like everything's fine when really it's not. And it's really cool that there is a commission now based entirely around mental health and wellbeing. I think that's really, really positive, actually, for the future.
Yeah, definitely.
So was there any sort of knowledge or anything that you learned from that event or anything recently that you could share with us?
Good question. Two of the highlights from that event for me were hearing Minister Andrew Little, who's the Minister for Health, speak, because he shared quite a personal story of his brother's experience accessing mental health services, but he also gave quite a strong mandate for the importance of the Commission's work and just to go out and do, which I think is really great, because that doesn't always happen with ministers and portfolios, but it was really clear that this is work that's important to him personally and to support, so I thought that was really positive. And there was also another person who spoke, was Dean Bainuhina, who's a really amazing community advocate, and he just spoke about the stories that he'd heard and carried, and how as a result of that he's kind of taken on this work and is deeply committed to it. So that was really cool as well. But in terms of things that I have learned, I think actually some of the best things came out of a workshop that IPYG did recently, and we were really fortunate to have Katie Sheriff, who's the Principal Advisor of Population Groups Engagement at the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission, speak. And Katie is just wonderful. She's like a ray of sunshine and just so committed to this work. And her colleague, Kelly Pope, who has been on the board of the initial commission, was also at the workshop, and she's a wonderful advocate for mental health as well. But Katie shared a few steps with us that I thought were really amazing. One of the things that she mentioned was that 20% of New Zealanders have experienced mental health challenges and every year, and of them, for every 10 that are experiencing, there's only 10 who are actually accessing special treatment, and then 5 out of those are not receiving any treatment at all. So that just helped me to understand a bit more the gap in terms of where we're at with delivery of services at the moment. And the other thing that she talked about was rates for accessing special services. So she was saying that since the time of lockdown or COVID last year, Newsline calls have increased by 450%, which is like an astronomical number. Yeah. And I was kind of thinking, oh my gosh, you know, that's horrific in one sense, which it is. But she was actually pointing to the fact that that's really positive, because it means that people are reaching out, you know, and the fact that there's that increase is that people are trying to speak up and get that help, which is wonderful. But also, obviously, that's a significant challenge in putting strains on the services that they're accessing. So, I think those were two of the recent learnings that stood out for me.
That's awesome. And like you said, that's actually really encouraging. You know, while those numbers are huge, particularly, you know, the increase of people calling in, that is really positive too. When I hadn't thought about that until you said it like that, because it's people reaching out, and that's really awesome. You know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you wouldn't have had that. And that's really cool. So, wow, that's really encouraging.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess with all of this sort of stuff, it's always good for us to think about, you know, how we can then apply it for ourselves, and how we can be looking after ourselves and those around us. So what do you want to do what do you want to apply to yourself personally and to your work as somebody who's a part of IPYG?
I think actually something that stood out to me from the workshop that we hosted recently was one of the speakers, Amanda, she was talking about the importance of having clear purpose, and how when we really know what we're doing and why we're doing it, or who we're doing it for, it kind of, it really helps you to overcome even if you're facing really challenging circumstances. And when I was thinking about that after the workshop, I thought, yeah, actually, that's really true. Often the times that I struggle the most are when I lose sight of that, and when I've kind of lost the sense of my purpose or why I'm doing what I'm doing. So I thought that was just a really encouraging reminder that I'm trying to put into practice more myself, of thinking about why I'm doing what I'm doing each day, and using that as kind of a check to make sure that mentally I'm in a good and focused space. So, yeah, and I think in terms of work with IPYG, a big thing that stood out is just the need to work collaboratively, really, and identify who else is doing this work, because there's so many others out there, like the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission, like Youthline, like all of those frontline services that are really working to make sure that we can improve mental health, especially for our young people. And when I think about IPYG's work and the fact that the central goal that we're working towards is creating this world of peace for future generations, it's really difficult to focus on world peace when you're fighting your own inner battle, or when there's no inner peace. So I think, a big thing that I'm considering for our work is how can we help one another to take care of our mental health and be in a good space mentally and internally, so that we can rather concentrate our energy on fighting external conflicts, or perhaps finding peace and solutions to those conflicts, rather than having to use that energy on our internal battles. Mm.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. It was, you know, really encouraging and really eye-opening in a lot of ways. So thank you so much for your time, Charlotte. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us today.
Oh, thanks, Matt. Lovely to chat.
So that brings us to the end of today's show. I hope you guys enjoyed it and that you were able to take something away from it. If you're ever able to attend a workshop in relation to mental health, doesn't matter who it's run by, I would really encourage you to take that opportunity. It's something that is really important for all of New Zealanders. Doesn't matter how young or how old you are, we're all affected by mental health, and it's something really important for us to be looking after. And if you are struggling with mental health or anything right now, please make sure you reach out to your loved ones, reach out to those that care, because I know that they would want to know, and they would want to be there to be able to help you through that. So that's all from us here at The Art of Peace this week, and we hope to see you all again next week. You've been listening to The Art of Peace by IPYG. Special thanks to our peace family at the International Peace Youth Group and Planet FM Public Access Radio, who make this happen. To get involved with the peace work, or if you have any questions, you can hit us up at IPYGNZ on Instagram. Join us again next Monday at 9:05, or visit the Planet FM website under the Art of Peace page to listen anytime, anywhere. Until next time, peace out.